This section is optional. It explores maintaining a discussion list in SharePoint 2010. Is the primary audience for your site collection widely dispersed? Communication gets harder with geographically dispersed team members, especially when some or most of them are external to the DCRI. One tool that can be helpful is a discussion list, SharePoint's answer to the discussion board. Here users exchange views or answer questions. Users can reply to a statement, or reply to a response. The beauty of a discussion board is that users create a lot of the content themselves. By default, site visitors can view discussions, but cannot enter responses. That means, unless changed by a site owner, only site members and site owners can make full use of a discussion board. So, let's take a look at a typical team discussion. The first page is a list of statements, or discussions. Clicking a statement opens the discussion page. Under the full statement are all the responses. There are two default views. In the flat view, all replies line up equally in chronological order, the earliest on top. In a threaded view, SharePoint indents replies to show which ones respond to the statement and which ones respond to a reply. The layout is simple, the responder's reply is here, responding to this statement that you can expand to read. Let's say we want to reply to this response. On the right end of the blue bar, click Reply. A dialog appears. When you click inside the text box, two editing tools tabs appear. One tab is Format Text. This provides text formatting features. Optionally, you use the markup button, if you know HTML. Also available is a spell check. The box will expand as you place content in it. The other tab is Insert, where you can add a table, picture, link, or file. When done, click Save. In the threaded view, your reply appears under the one you responded to. In the flat view, your entry is the most recent, so, by default, it appears at the bottom. Now if you want to edit or delete a reply, then go to it and click View Properties. In the dialog, you have on the left an Edit Item button, or, to remove spurious or outdated responses, there is a Delete Item button here. A confirmation message appears. To proceed, click OK. That's all there is on this page. On the page with all the discussion statements, a site member or site owner can add a new discussion by clicking this link. A dialog opens with two fields. The title is the actual statement. Keep it short, less than 60 characters if possible. Use the body field to elaborate. Once you click inside the box, the familiar toolbar options appear across the top, both the Format Text tab and the Insert tab. When done, click the Save button. And that's all there is to adding a new discussion. Now, to edit or delete an entire discussion, you can use the buttons in the toolbar, under the Items tab. Or, you can use the Edit Control block to select your choice from the menu. If you delete the item, a confirmation message appears, prompting you to verify you want to send the discussion to the recycle bin. To proceed, click OK. SharePoint removes the discussion and all of its replies.